Well, two things there, and I'll save the one for last. Well, that's why I like New Hampshire or Vermont, you know, because, you know, you can have, you know, a rustic, very, very nice eastern, you know, kind of a feel. I forget which one's the libertarian one. I think that's, is that Vermont? And, you know, so, and you're not far. Connecticut's really nice, too. I really liked Connecticut when I was there. You know, so if I was going to, I would never want to live in New York or, you know, around there, but I would, it wouldn't be bad being, you know, an easy day's drive in the town, do something, and then drive home. You know, it wouldn't be bad being, you know, not far from New York City, but definitely wouldn't want to live in or terribly near New York City, that's for sure. So that's why I like that out there. Maine was beautiful. Massachusetts was really nice. I don't know if I could put up with their gun laws and the other various things, taxes and whatnot, but circling back, what didn't I like about Oklahoma? Well, oh my God, let's start with the storms and the tornadoes and the fires and the critters and the views, earthquakes, you know, the creepy windmills in the south coming out of, I got a bucket list of things. The weather, you know, just, I couldn't even get into this. I tell you one day, I tell you the story about when I was out there picking up my son from Oklahoma. I had to bring him home. And I remember the weather report. I was trying to figure out what it was going to be like on the way home. And, you know, it was the only place in the world I ever saw that, you know, tomorrow's forecast is fires. And I thought, what does that mean? And then I woke up and found out. Crazy. By the way, you're talking to a Buckeye here, a native son, so I don't disagree. Michigan, I think, is a finer overall state, you know, from a purely natural perspective. Just, you know, not that scumbag school in Ann Arbor. I had to get that in. But aside from that, it's a great school, by the way. Hold on. You know, aside from the fun school rivalry thing, Michigan's beautiful state and all that. They do have, Ohio is, like I said, it's mostly farms. You know, go south until you smell it, and then go, you know, east until you step in it. That's Ohio. But you get down in the southeast where the West Virginia mountains start to, you know, push into Ohio, and it's kind of pretty, kind of nice. You know, we don't have anything like that. But
UHF
in the grand scheme of things, Michigan.